to sell.
Oh, yes. Time for Express Yourself. I think I'm on. Yeah.
How about, I don't think I'm on.
I can't hear myself. Is that normal? Maybe I just have to turn that up more.
Hey. I don't think this is up. Hello. Can you hear me? All right. Hey, we're trying out the new board here at KDNK.
We feel very special and like I'm in a space program. Thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself. Happy Friday. And thanks for tuning in each and every Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. We got Express Yourself at KDNK Community Access Radio, located in the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm one of your hosts today, Brian Colley, joined by
Amy Kimberly. And here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians, and so much more. Well, here's what's coming up on today's show.
That's right. Be sure to stick around as we delve deep into more summer music with Basalt's Public Arts and Community Events Manager, Brent Compton, sharing the exciting concert lineup.
And towards the end of today's show, we'll chat with Jake Marine about the Redstone Summer Music Series kicking off June 7th.
But first, we have a special guest here in the studio, and I'll be calling another guest shortly on the phone who will give us the latest and greatest on an upcoming group show at the Aspen Chapel Gallery called Climate, in partnership with Wilderness Workshop. All that coming up here on Express Yourself, so don't touch that dial.
It's hard to put it into words. When I tried, life felt absurd. You light the roots of my soul. I tell myself not to lose control. I'll take it slow, but it's hard to do when you're a lion like me on a lion like you. You got the hands that I wanna hold. You light the room to the house of my soul. God damn. My friend, he said you better play it cool. The first thing I did was to break that rule. Guess I'm a fool, should've known better. But there's pain in my heart and I'm dying to get it. Honey, you got the hands that I wanna hold. You light the room to the house of my soul.
Keeping it tuned here to KDNK's Express Yourself. We've got some special guests here in the studio. Say hi, Tom.
Hi.
Tom Ward, director of the Aspen Chapel Gallery.
Co-director.
Co-director
with Michael Bonds.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's see if I've got on the phone Sally Dean Schatz. Are you there, Sally? Or is it this one? Are you there, Sally? Yeah, that's on. That's on. Maybe the lights have to be. Hey, are you there, Sally?
Hello?
Hey, look at that. It worked. Luckily, we've got Tracy Strode in the studio helping us out with all the buttons that we don't know about. thank you, Sally. Thank you, Tom, for taking time today to be here on KDNK, talk about this upcoming climate photography exhibition that opens next Wednesday, I believe. Is that right? The 28th?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, coming in hot. Let's see, Tom, you are the gallery's co-director. Thanks for correcting me on that.
Right.
How many years have you been part of that program?
40. And this is
no kidding.
This is the beginning of our 40th anniversary year.
Wow.
This is be the 259th consecutive show.
But who's counting? Wow.
But who's counting?
Oh, my God.
That's incredible. Tom, I wonder if you could – well, I guess I'm going to – I know Greg Watts was going to be on this show, and he's the curator of the exhibition. I think he's probably curated a handful of shows now with you guys. Right?
Yeah, he's done, I think this is his third show, maybe his fourth.
Yeah. And Greg's also a Carbondalian. He lives here in town and is a photographer. He's been a photographer for a long, long time. Again, joining us by phone is Sally Dean Schatz. And you've got a really impressive resume, Sally. I was reading through your website, and you're a photojournalist in Beirut. You're a director of photography at the 2012 UN Climate Change Conference in Qatar. You've been an extreme sports photographer, and you've also been a volunteer for the Mountain Rescue Aspen since 1992. And that's like just the quick glance that I got of all the things you've been a part of. It's incredible. Yeah. So thanks for being part of this today.
It's good to be here. I should say I was off Mountain Rescue for 7 years in that time period. So I didn't go straight through.
Well, 7 years since 1992, that's still pretty incredible. Before we dive into the show, Tom, I wonder if you can give us some little backstory on the Aspen Chapel Gallery for those who maybe haven't been there somehow already. And also your history as director there, 40 years. That's incredible.
A long time. I thought I was going to retire after 30 years, but here I am. the show was suggested by a gallery was suggested by Connie Madsen, who was a watercolor painter in Aspen, mm-hmm. and we opened the first show in June of 1985.
Wow!
And have just been starting with one show in the winter and one show in the fall, and then we added another show, and then we added a photography show.
Oh, wow.
And pretty soon, you know, we're now where we are 8 shows a year.
Wow.
And 51 curators we've had over the years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been it's been quite a ride.
Yeah.
And we're planning, we have a really good year put together with shows. To celebrate the 40th anniversary, so
yeah,
we're excited about that. We're partnering with any number of organizations, and I won't be able to remember them all. But I know the next show is with Huts for Vets. This one's with Wilderness Workshop,
right?
And I want to bring in that on the 11th, we are having what we're calling a conversation with the artists mm-hmm. and with Will Rausch from Wilderness Workshop,
right?
So that should be an interesting evening.
Yeah, so that's June 11th?
June 11th at 6 o'clock.
Great.
The opening is on next week on May 28th from 4 to 7.
Perfect. Will most of the artists be present for that, do you think?
I don't know the exact tally right now, but I think most of them hopefully will be there, the ones that can mm-hmm. be. I know that Peter McBride won't be there, but he's
I saw him on the list.
He's in the show. I could tell you who's in the show.
Sure, yeah.
So Seth Anderson, Joe Baldwin, Andy Better, Theo Corwin, Catalin Domoleski, Peter McBride, Summers Moore, Greg Poshman, Deb Shannon, Sally Dean Schatz, and Greg Watts.
Wow, that's a great lineup. I know several of those folks. It's going to be an incredible show, and I assume that Greg Watts, as curator, came up with the theme for the show.
He did, yeah, and he couldn't be here today. He's a little indisposed, and he sent me a statement that he would like to have me read. So if that's good, I'll do that.
Please do.
As the photography curator, I decided that the theme of the upcoming show should be about climate change. These photographs represent the past, present, and future, and the causes and ramifications that helped us to get where we are today. We have known that the planet is warming since the mid-1930s, along with the consequences of inaction. communication and education through art is a way of raising awareness and to help people understand what will happen if something is not done to reverse or plateau the current trends. While a lot of damage to our planet has already happened, we still have the opportunity to mitigate its causes and slow down the consequences of those causes. It's not the Earth that needs savings. It will, over time, heal itself long after humans are gone. Humans are the ones that need saving.
Yeah. Wow. That resonates really well. Thank you, Greg, for writing that. Thanks for Tom for reading that with us here. Sally, thanks again for being here on the phone from afar. And after reading your impressive list of work you've done internationally, I'd love to just hear more about how you've been focusing on climate change through your photography. It sounds like you have a kind of in-depth series about the Great Salt Lake in Utah featured in this show. Is that right?
Yes, I do. My images are, half of them are actually from the air. The upper photos are from the air, and the lower photos in the exhibit are from the ground. The photos from the air, one is a satellite photo that gives, or two satellite photos of the last high for the lake in 1987, and then the record low for the lake in 2022. And then there are other themes that I wanted to touch on with the lake. In the editing process, I didn't get to put my favorite photos or what I thought were my best photos in because I thought it was really important to follow along with the theme that Greg had outlined and in conversations he and I have had. I really wanted it to not just be pretty photos of devastation, but educate people on issues around the lake and good and bad. And the lake's lowest was in 2022, but with some water having come back in after the 2022-2023 winter, which was known as Snowpocalypse, sorry, I completely lost my train of thought. Sorry, I'm running on little sleep. I had to fly out early this morning and literally got to the hotel room about 7 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. No worries at all.
No, my apologies. The other photo shows 2022, the lowest point. But there are indications that if water comes back into the lake, that the ecosystem will come back to life. Specifically, one of the photos I have is of brine shrimp mats in one of their phases of their life forms. And since 2022, they have, when they were very sparse, they now are coming back in force. So, and then the last photo is of the activists who have taken the lead in artists who are really trying to get the word out to educate people. So I've been very fortunate to work with EcoFlight photographing the lake.
Uh-huh.
And then other ventures to the lake have been some of them over years and I guess decades and some of them just in the last few months.
Wow. How did you pick that subject as the focus for this? Because I know you've traveled all over the world and done all kinds of cool things. How did the Salt Lake catch your eye?
Well, I live half in Salt Lake, and I lived in Salt Lake from 1995 to 1997, and I lived along City Creek.
Okay.
And in 2009, I did a photo project, which was a 27-minute multimedia piece that started at the headwaters of the Great Salt Lake at City Creek and followed a drop of water all the way out to the legal elevation of the lake, making 100 images
Wow.
a mile. And I invited people to join me, and it was actually an incredible experience. There were, I think, 50 to 60 people who joined in on different parts, whether it was skiing with me, winter camping in a blizzard and skiing down the canyon, or Wow. walking across the city at night, taking 100 photos a mile. In the dark, and or me hanging off the front edge of a kayak to go the rest of the way down.
Wow.
to the Legal Elevation. And along the years, I was hired by some magazines to photograph, in my obsession with water there, the water treatment plants to bring water down to the Western Wasatch Front, and then also the treatment plants for water going out the other side. And they were actually really fascinating to see a water picture as a whole. And I think when Greg and I met in a show at Aspen Chapel Gallery in November, he said, I'd like you to be a part of this. And as we talked about it, it just became clear to me that the Great Salt Lake was the topic. And it's at a pivotal moment right now where the lake is savable, but it's going to take change in human action in order to do that. But it would be amazing if, you know, that happened. It would be, you know, to show that we can change and we can adapt and we can put nature first as a priority. And that's my hope.
Well, I really appreciate the kind of scientific point of view you've got coming in with data from studies and records showing like black and white numbers about healthy lake levels and ecology of the place, impact from agricultural needs and human consumption. So it sounds like you've got a really healthy, like a good perspective on both the left and the right brain, so to speak, from those lenses, I guess. What are you hoping for visitors to take away from your work?
Well, I think it's hard for us on a daily level to really think about how all of our actions affect what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And the first photo that I talked about with the two satellite images, I think I'm going to print that and put that in every bathroom in my house to always remind me the amount of water that I'm using.
Yeah.
I think we can change and we can adapt. And in preparing for this interview, I was listening to some great podcasts, one of which is Radio West, most recent one on the Great Salt Lake, and hearing Dr. Bonnie Baxter, who's, you know, one of the best voices for the lake and a good friend, and hearing Ben Abbott, who has become a very eloquent voice, and then hearing the basically the Salt Lake Czar, their perspectives on the lake. They talk about how, you know, we need to get it to a point of stabilizing, and then we can work on change. And because the reality is the water consumption needs to drop by 35% to 50%. But if we can aim for 10% and stabilize the lake, then we can work on real change. But, you know, you talk to the scientists and they say it's going to take a lot more than that. But if everyone could think about just changing their consumption by 10%, 20%, 30%, it would all add up.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing your work in person at the chapel, and as well as the other artists. I think you, Tommy, said maybe up to 10 artists. 11 artists,
yes,
for this show. It's going to be incredible. And thanks, of course, to Greg for curating the show, and for the chapel, for the Aspen Chapel Gallery, for hosting for 40 years. That's incredible. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom, how can people learn more about the Chapel Gallery and make sure they get to you guys on Wednesday next week?
Well, we have a website, aspenchapelgallery.org, and we update every show. So the current show is on there in a video form, but you will this show will get updated after we film it next week, it's completely hung.
Great.
And if I could add in just a couple little things, I just wanted to say that the thrift shop is one of the major sponsors for the gallery, but also for this show particularly.
Oh, great.
And also we're always looking for sponsors. 20% of any sponsorship goes directly to the nonprofit. 10% of the sales go to the nonprofit. And I wanted to put in a small plug for Wilderness Workshop, which was founded in 1967. And they have a mission to protect the wilderness, water, and wildlife of Colorado's Western public lands. We all know about them and how much they've been involved in the Hunter Frying Pan, the Collegian Peaks, the Western Alps and the Ragged Wilderness, and, of course, down here in Carbondale with, now the name's gone
on. The Thompson Divide.
Thompson Divide, yes, yeah. Of course. And the co-founders were Connie Harvey, Joy Caudill, and Dottie Fox. And they went to Washington and did their thing and got a half a million acres into the wilderness. And just as an interesting note, Dottie Fox curated several shows in the early years of the gallery. Mm-hmm. She was a watercolor painter.
Yeah, I remember her name. Yeah, and Wilderness Workshop does amazing things.
Yes.
In this valley. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sally. How can people learn more about what you do? Do you have a website out there?
My website is my first name and my last name.com. So SalliSHATZ.com. And I'm really looking forward to the opening and really looking forward to sharing this work. I will say there will be an expanded exhibit on my website.
Oh, great.
That will have my favorite photos of the Great Salt Lake that wouldn't fit in the show.
Awesome. So. Okay. I'll look forward to seeing that too. Well, thank you, Sally. Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
On Express Yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much for hosting.
Hopefully people will come out to see this show, Climate, coming at the Aspen Chapel Gallery, opening May 28th, next Wednesday. All right. Take us out with some music coming to Basalt this summer with Daniel Donato, if I press the right button.
Donato playing, and at the top of the show, after our Express Yourself, we did also have a little Langhorne Slim, and both of these guys are going to be playing the Basalt Summer Music Series this summer, and we have the man that's bringing them here, Brent Compton, here in the studio with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm glad to be here at KD&K. We're excited to share this lineup with the community, and Langhorne has been one I've been following for years, and as we announced this, the Daniel Donato crowd's been calling, asking for tickets, and we're reminding them it's a free show.
Yeah, he's got quite the fan base, and that really both of those acts are, they are on the national, international circuits. They're playing bigger and bigger venues all the time, and so how lucky are we to get to bring them to Basalt and for free go hang out and watch them?
Yeah, that Basalt's really putting some efforts into these events and bringing the community together. So we're excited to celebrate in the park and make sure everybody's there to dance is my goal. And the openers too for those two shows, always like Jill Andrews always plays a Flanghorn Slim on some of his albums, and we're going to be excited.
So maybe she'll sing some of that, because he does a lot of those duets.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do that. I requested that one. And same with Daniel Donato, Cruz Contreras, who is in Colorado quite a bit with the Black Lilies. He's doing a solo show opening up for Daniel. And Daniel actually used to play on Cruz's album.
Oh, wow.
A decade ago. So it's cool to see how that growth has, they kind of flip-flopped who was the top guy there. But it's going to be exciting to see those two, because they'll probably play together too.
Well, before we go too deep in the music, let's just hear about you, because I know you have been putting on Marble Fest for how many years?
I think for Marble Fest itself has been a free show for mainly for the town of Marble, but it's, I mean, that's 15, 20 years. I've only been involved with it for about 5 or 6 years. I love Marble Fest because we all volunteer our own time to be a part of that, and it's all, you know, very grassroots community finding the money to put that on. And yeah, Marble Fest is really special, and there's a lot of bands that will be like, can we play here every year for the same price? And you're like, sure, that would be great, because they, you know, they love camp. They camp right next to the park in the town campground, and we'll have 10 or 12 bands camping all weekend. So it's a really special weekend in Marble. That one's August 8, 9, and 10 this year. And it's going to be always special. But for me, like I grew up in Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, and used to work for the birthplace of country music. That's where I kind of got my start. There's a music festival called Bristol Rhythm and Roots Reunion, and that's been going on since the year 2000, so this will be their 25th, and they have 180 bands every year, and that's where I got my start in the music world, for finding bands. And some of these groups that I've booked, found when I was my time in Bristol, and when I moved out to Colorado, then I started working in Telluride at Blues and Brews. And I've been doing that one for 12 years as well, so kind of found my way into the Colorado music scene, and it's there's so many Colorado bands. There's so many we could have put on here that we couldn't fit. And that's the fun part, is introducing the community to all these bands that are here in the great state of Colorado.
They're all Daniel's a Colorado
band?
No,
they're not all Colorado, okay. But I bet like 80% of this lineup's from Colorado.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So you moved out here, and then you were doing Marble Fest, and then it's just been one thing after another. You also work for Jazz Aspen, doing the volunteers, and you got hooked up with Basalt, and you started this 2 years ago. Is this your third year?
Yeah, I started 2 years ago helping book the music in Basalt as they opened up their new stage, the new band shell. And this year I started full time with the town of Basalt to enhance the concerts, but also we're doing a lot of public art installations in Basalt.
So you're full time
year round.
Wow.
Benefits, all the great things.
Wow,
you know?
Wow. That's a big step. And the public art. So yeah, that's a great job, right?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I love it. It's definitely, you know, I've worked a lot of different jobs and wore a lot of hats to get to this point, and I think it's a great fit for myself. And you know, the town really opens the door up to say, "Hey, bring in the bands you want to bring in," and that's a lot of fun for someone who's been booking music for 20 years. So you're like, "Okay, let's do this."
Yeah, so let's start off. It kicks off in June.
Yeah, June 18th, we have Ipecac. Is a kind of a garage grunge rock band. So
yeah.
We June 8th.
Female lead. I mean, she can belt it out.
Yeah, they have a great time, and it's interesting to see, because you know, we have all these different genres every week, so a different mix of music, and you see it too. You get your crowd out there that's like kind of sitting back in their chairs waiting for the bluegrass to start, and then they're like, whoa, this is grunge rock. We're doing grunge rock out in the park. This is fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Ipecac because they're really good.
Awesome. And then we go June 25th is Costanza. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Costanza I actually saw at Jazz Aspen, I think that was last year. They were playing the daytime music at Jazz on one of their side stages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like a very pop type music. I don't know how to describe it, actually. It's these guys that get up, and there's some reggae in there. There's some pop. There's some rock and roll. It's kind of a good mixture. But they're going to make the crowd dance for sure, and that's why we brought them in.
Cool, yeah. Cool. And you got Down Valley Sound supporting them. And then July 9th, one of my favorite local bands, Tommy the Animal, is opening up for Marfa.
Yeah, that's going to be a great night because everybody loves Tommy the Animal. They have some really cool banter on stage that we like. They cut up and carry on, and their music's great. And then Marfa is a group in Denver. I'm assuming they came from Marfa, Texas.
Yeah.
But they, they have two acoustic guitars, and their vocals are unbeatable. I mean, they're just so smooth at everything they do. And Marfa is actually going on tour with The Head and the Heart later this summer.
Oh, nice. And yeah, so they're two guys.
They've got a full band
now.
They
have a full band.
They started out with just the two of them doing some Instagram stuff and got real famous real quick. They just put together the group a year ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And then July 16th, watch out, folks. That's Jill Andrews supporting Langhorn Slim. That should be a fun night. And for those that don't know Langhorn, what would be a few words you'd describe him?
Langhorn is just that really artsy, folky, loud dancing. I mean, you're going to be moving around. It's feel good music. It's got that folk sound to it. And the lyrics are very, telling his story of stuff he's experienced, but his music, there's a song called The Way We Move, and that's one of my favorites of his, and that's what's going to happen is people are not going to be able to
played.
Oh, nice. And people are not going to be able to sit still when
yeah.
they see that performance. He'll probably run out in the crowd, and if you're not dancing, he'll get you to dance.
He's one of Morgan's favorites.
Who's Morgan?
That guy Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
From Sweet Jessup. Yeah, he loves Langhorn. And, I have not seen Mama Lingua yet, but I've been hearing about Mama Lingua for a while. They're from over the hill, I believe.
Yeah. They're a Peonia band. Yeah. Pretty sure they're still all female group and harmonizing. That's their thing. They can sing. And, they can obviously play all the instruments, too, but very folk bluegrass sound and I just love listening to them sing in the park. And they're opening for Bella Rain, who just turned 18 a couple of days ago.
Mm.
And she's well known in the Grateful Dead followers. She's an amazing guitar player, and she's definitely on a rocket ship right now. She's going places.
Well, speaking of Grateful Dead, because, I think Daniel Donato was very influenced by the Dead. He does a great rendition of Fire on the Mountain,
mm-hmm.
and in his live shows he definitely sprinkles that feeling. But another incredible guitar player, and hard to believe that no one else used that term cosmic country before
yeah.
Daniel, because it's such a good term. And Cruz Contreras is opening for him, so tell everyone, we talked a little bit about Daniel, but how would you describe seeing Daniel, what he does? It's really interesting.
I mean, Daniel's just an amazing guitar player.
Yeah.
He'll play his guitar for 10 minutes every song, and it's beautiful what he does. He just dances up and down the fret and has a great time. And I agree with the cosmic country comment, because there's a lot of groups I would put in that genre of cosmic country, But he's owning it because he put it out there, and it's whoever described him as that was spot on. Because I mean, I saw Daniel's been, you know, touring the whole country and international, and he had that show back in March at Tikal, and that was really special for the Valley. And that's when I was like, we should definitely get this guy. And here, yeah, July 30th, we'll have him in the park, and I'm hoping that same crowd will come dance with us.
For sure. And, you know, he's got an incredible keyboard player, too. I loved his keyboard player. So the whole band really puts it out there. Then August 6th, maybe Fern?
Yeah, and going backwards a little bit, so, you know, with Daniel Donato, maybe Fern, Root Beer, like, a lot of this lineup is, I love the full band sound. So, mm-hmm. like, you got the mm-hmm. keys, the horns, the guitars, and I think that's looking at, you know, maybe Fern's a little more on the rockabilly side, little grungy, and, you know, they've got a huge following. They're out of Denver, and they just got voted last year for one of Denver's top bands on a few of the local radio stations in Denver. And I'm excited to have maybe Fern, because I don't think we'll have them much longer. They're gonna go places themselves, and they're opening for Root Beer Richie and the Reveille, which is one of my favorite Denver bands, and they call it Louisiana Swamp Pop is like their genre that they created. And Root Beer, the head guy, is actually going to play drums in maybe Fern.
Oh, great.
So
great.
That's going to be fun to see.
And then another band that's really going to get you up and dancing is Graham Good, man. I was watching some video from them, and talk about your high energy. Got some horns in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually never seen Graham live, but he was recommended by a few of the bands that are on this lineup when I was looking at people to book, and they're like, oh, you got to book Graham Good. This guy, he'll make you feel religious even if you've never been to church. He's like, he just has so much soul, and he comes at you, and just, you're not going to be able to not smile and stay still doing one of his shows. So I'm really excited to see them, because I've never, you know, seen them in person. And that's part of what's nice, is bringing these bands to Basalt, so we don't have to travel out of the Valley.
Yeah, thankfully. And then we'll finish up. You finish up strong, that is for sure, with Grupo Ascenso. And they're supporting 8th Street Bus Stop. So 8th Street Bus Stop is actually a local band, aren't they?
Actually, both of those groups are local. Grupo played one of our local vocals shows that we do in Willits every other Friday. It's another free series we'll be announcing soon, but Grupo is a great Spanish Latin and amazing guitar players too. And so that night is the local night, August 20.
Oh, great.
8th Street Bus Stop, those guys, I mean, I think of them as like the Aspen Snowmass band. Mm-hmm, you know, they're Australian, they're Argentinian, they're American. They got a quite a mix of people in that band. And the Valley loves 8th Street Bus Stop, so that's going to be a great show that night.
And then we finish up with the Soper Sisters supporting. That's going to be a big female night, Big Richard.
Oh, yeah. That I mean, both bands are all female, so that's going to be really cool to finish the whole series. And, you know, there's a lot of really good bands out there, and there's a lot of really good female bands that we're finding out there. And this night kind of highlights that. And the Soper Sisters, you know, Basalt and Carbondale is where they're from. And then Big Richard, they're from a few different places in Colorado. And I saw them at Telluride Bluegrass, and I'm excited to bring them to the Valley to have all female bluegrass band. And as you were talking earlier, you know, a few of the band members are in all these classical different groups, and mm-hmm. they're very talented. And we're excited to have Big Richard to close off the season August 27. It's hard to believe that this, you know, we're 26 days until this series starts, and it's going to fly by, and we're going to go through it and be sad when it's over, but it's going to be so much fun this summer on Wednesday night.
Awesome. So if people want to find out more, what do they do?
There's a few different ways to look it up, but, you know, go to basalt.net slash concerts. And then actually the Basalt Chamber and Commerce put together a really good link on their website for the lineup. And it just details each band and has photos and videos and all the links. So just watch for us, basalt.net. And we're excited to get started here pretty soon on June 18th.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming and being part of Express Yourself today on KDNK. And we also have Basalt River Days, I know, which real quick is August 8th. July.
It's Basalt July. River Jams on 5th. July 5th.
July 5th.
That lineup will come out pretty soon, but we are really excited to partner with KDNK. It's going to be live streaming most of these shows. So we had Pathfinder Broadband put in Ethernet right to the stage.
Perfect.
So we're going to get you guys.
Gonna kill it.
Going to get you guys live and loud.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you running around at these concerts while we're all enjoying the music. So thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
That's Big Richard. That is Big Richard for you. And you can catch them in Basalt. And now we get to hear all about Redstone Summer of Music because we have Jake Marine here in the studio with us. Boy, just seems like you guys down the crystal are bringing us all sorts of good music between you and Brent.
Yeah, it's a good time up the Crystal Valley. We've got a lot of live music up there for the tiny towns we have.
Yeah. So first off, the Redstone Summer of Music now takes place in the park right there in Redstone, right near the Redstone General Store.
We're doing a little bit differently this year.
Okay.
We've got 5 concerts in the park, just like we did last year, and we're also doing 3 concerts at the Coal Basin Bike Ranch. I've partnered with them with Trina Ortega, and we're working together on that.
Wow. So people will drive up the road? Oh, how cool.
Yep. It's only about, 3-4 miles behind the Coke Ovens. It's a nice road, and it's a pretty drive.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's hear who you got, because you have quite the lineup.
Yeah, our first concert kicks off at the Coal Basin Bike Ranch. We've got Riverspell. They're a Colorado-based jam band. Our second concert on June 14th, we've got local favorites, the Queen Bees.
That's true.
In the Redstone Park. That concert is from 6 to 8. On June 28th, we've got Steve Manchell, and he's playing some classic rock and some hits from his days in the band Firefly.
Firefly or Firefall?
Firefall, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
On July 12th in the Redstone Park, we've got the Delta Sonics. They played last year and brought a lot of people out, had a good time. They're a Chicago blues-style band.
Yeah.
Real good time.
And that's going to be in the park?
Yep, that one's in the park.
Okay.
On July 19th, up at the bike ranch, we've got David Brown, and he is part of the band Raising Appalachia.
Right, and he lives here in the valley. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's going to have some accompaniment from some local musicians, so that should be a really good show.
So before we go on, can you explain what it looks like up there, Coal Basin? Have you been up there yet?
Oh yeah. There's a really nice bike park up there with a mountain bike park with a pump track, a couple of ponds, and a couple of longer trails. Where the concerts are is kind of in front of their barn, I guess, where mm-hmm. they keep everything happening.
So near the parking, kind of where it's all.
Yep, just down the hill where there's the red barn. It's a nice, really cool backdrop. A nice area. You can bring your lawn chairs and blankets and stuff, and maybe a snack. The most of the concerts at the bike ranch will have something to eat. They're in conjunction with events that they're doing. So one of them is going to have cake, and one of them is going to have green chili.
Ooh, nice. Okay. And then we go into August 16th. This performer, she's pretty big in the country.
Yeah. She's out of Nashville. She does country and rock and roll, and she plays all over the world. She's actually a good friend of ours. We're going to make her probably stay at her house while she's here, too.
Oh, nice. So. Sean Mayer is her name.
Yep, and she's playing in the park from 6 to 8. And our last concert is August 23rd. The band is called Hand Turkey, and they're up at the Coal Basin Bike Ranch from 6:30 to 7. And they're kind of a jam band, and funk and soul and pop and all kinds of stuff. They played at the bike park last year, and they were a big hit. They kind of got rained out, but people stuck around for it. It was a real good time.
Because I was like, well, this is an interesting name, Hand Turkey. How do you come up with that name?
Yep.
But I watched some video of them, and boy, they really bring it on.
Yeah. And they've got some local musicians in their band as well, too. They're based out of Denver right now.
But. Well, here, should we just listen to a touch of Hand Turkey?
So sure.
Because, you know, it's just such an unusual name. They got horns. I like that.
Just can't shake these insecurities.
All right. Yes, he gives you know, it's great. They got male, female, they got, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good show. You also have don't you have the Blue Canyon Boys?
Yeah, the Blue Canyon Boys are playing in the Redstone Park on August 2nd, and they do some traditional bluegrass as well as some new kind of stuff that they experiment with, and I've not actually seen them, but I've hear they play around here quite a bit, and I hear that they're really good.
Yeah, they're great. We had them at Palisade Bluegrass and Roots probably 6 years ago, and yeah, they're the real deal. They should bring if you really are looking for some good bluegrass music. These guys bring it. They do the traditional as well as kind of bring their own fresh taste to it. So yeah.
Yeah, I hope they should get everybody up dancing, and that's kind of our goal with all of these bands, is to just have everybody up feeling good, having a good time, singing along and having fun.
Nice. And so you're the guy that has to basically put these all on. And is it every week? I guess.
Not exactly breaks. Every week. We leave a few weekends off. We can only have 6 events in the park during the summer, and my family and I like to go camping sometimes.
Nice, yeah. Oh, so that's great. So it's 6 events, and everyone can find out the information. Magical Moments is what the series is called, correct?
Yeah, and we do a lot of stuff on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Redstone Magical Moments. We have our schedule up there. We do highlights from each show. We thank all of our sponsors there and list them so that you can go to their businesses and support them. We've got a website that we're putting together that's new this year to hopefully help benefit these great sponsors that help us put all this together and do some highlights from each show each week so everybody can go back and check it out.
Well, it's kind of fun because the Redstone General Store, when they're in the park, is right across the street, so you can get food there or you can bring your own picnics, and usually the evenings are beautiful, and it's right along the river. It's a great site.
Yep, and right there next to the playground, definitely good. Grab some ice cream and let the kids play and listen to the music.
Yeah, the kids definitely play a lot there in that park. Yeah, that's awesome. So now, Jake, this is your second year of doing it. And had you been booking music before, or did you just jump in and say, let me try this?
It's just kind of something I fell into. Lisa left, and she'd been doing it for a long time. I think this is the 28th year for the concerts, and she asked me if I wanted to do it. It's something I've always kind of wanted to do, and I don't know. It's working out so far.
That's good. What do you do in your real life?
I work for the Aspen Times and the Post Independent. I manage the distribution.
Oh, so wow.
If you didn't get your newspaper, that's probably my fault.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I don't know if you've heard of this band, Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets, but they're a great local band. I'm just embarrassing Brian here because he's in that band.
Oh, maybe you can play for us next summer.
We would love that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to be their agent. No, so that sounds great. So everybody, I mean, we're starting right up June 7th.
June 7th,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are brave. There could still be snow in some years up in Redstone. Not this year, though, I don't think.
Yep, maybe. I know we got some about a week ago.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yeah, you got to get ready. So yeah, yeah.
I just want to thank all the sponsors. Without them, none of this would happen. This is all volunteer put on and organized, and all the sponsors are who their money goes directly to pay for the band, and I don't know, this pretty poster
you do
remade.
A good job, too. Do you have to get all these sponsors?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That was one thing I was worried about, but a lot of people came back from last year and helped out, and we got a few new sponsors, and I'm just really impressed with how the community and the Valley is getting behind this live music. Is a great asset for everybody.
So who are they?
So our main sponsor this year again is Bighorn Toyota. They've been helping us out for a few years. The Coal Basin Bike Ranch, I want to thank Trina for that. The Crystal Valley Echo, we have Alpine Bank, SGM Engineering, the Pitkin County Library is a new sponsor this year. Coldwell Banker Mason Morris, the Redstone Cliffs Lodge, Avalanche Ranch Cabins and Hot Springs. The Redstone Art Foundation is one of my major sponsors. Mm. They're helping me out a lot. The Redstone Community Association, the Redstone Mercantile, the Wilderness Workshop, the Redstone Inn. They're providing hotel rooms for a lot of the bands. That
nice.
Helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Propaganda Pie, KMTS, the Joy and Wild Gallery, Edie Ingstrom Realty, Elephant Mountain Creative, Glenwood Arts Council, the Crystal Valley Echo, Elephant Mountain Wood Shop, and the Soper Sun.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Well, that's fantastic. Good job. Good work on bringing all this music. And like Brent, we're just going to sit and enjoy the music while you guys run around and do all the work. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun for us, too, I think. So if anybody, if there's any bands out there that want to play next year, you can get after me through the Facebook page. That's a good way to get a hold of us. Wow. If anybody wants to be a sponsor or help out with anything.
That's great. All right. So Redstone Magical Moments, guys, starting up June 7th. And we'll see everybody out there. It's a great summer of music we're looking at here.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake. All right, everybody. Well, we are closing in on Memorial Day weekend, which is, I can't even believe it. Brian, can you believe it?
Yeah. Feels early, but somehow it's here.
Wow. Here it is. This means summer is really like, it's on. Game on. Got to get out there on those rivers while we have them and get out there and hear some live music. And I don't know, Brian, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be feeding some chickens and watching a cat who's going to try and chase a fox, perhaps like he did this past week, and water some gardens.
Wow. And what about you, Jake? Are you doing anything exciting this weekend?
Newspaper route.
Newspaper route. You got to go camping while you can, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have that many weekends left. I think I'm going to try to get on this river and start feeling like it's summer, you know? I just heard our former DJ that was just on say that we're 41% snowpack. So the high water is now, I think.
Right. Get your tubes out.
Wow. Yeah. Well, hopefully Boston Bruce is going to be down there helping you out on these concerts. And everybody out there should be having just the most fabulous weekend.
Yeah. Do you want to play? We got one more minute left if you want
to
play a little.
Let's play a little bit. Shall we do, how about Blue Canyon Boys?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thanks, Jake, for being here. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
I'm hitting the road, going south through Mexico. I'm hitting the road, going south through Mexico. To hell with it all, I don't care anymore. She's a walking along with her head up strong, pretending that she don't care. See that
Tired girl, she's a walking along with a head up strong, pretend that she don't care.
She don't care, I'd be staying right here. While my love is standing here waiting, you're still procrastinating. I got a lot of life to live. Too much gone.